Welcome to Well Magazine Audio, a Well Media production. Book Review, The Biology of Belief, Unleashing the Power of Consciousness, Matter, and Miracles by Dr. Bruce Lipton. Author, Jackson Kelleher. Published in 2006, Bruce Lipton's The Biology of Belief has become a best-selling classic within the genre of self-improvement and human psychology. It's now considered a foundational text in the burgeoning field of epigenetics, described by the CDC as a study of how your behaviors and environment can cause changes that affect the way your genes work. As the title infers, the main argument of the book is that the beliefs we tell ourselves control our physical and spiritual health. Such an argument is an earth-shattering. What makes Lipton's thesis stand out, however, is how it uses well-researched evidence to show exactly how predetermined genetics alone do not dictate our success or failure in life. Furthermore, he illustrates a bigger picture vision connecting biology to a more conscious way to view human psychology and the larger environment we are all a part of. The book flows quite nicely and is a quick read or listen if you use Audible like me. Lipton first shares his personal journey as a biology professor and how he came to realize a new way of understanding human psychology. He then explains in a detailed, yet comprehensible manner, what cell biology can teach us about human behavior and health. Next, he forays into how his insights about cell biology can reframe our thinking on a host of topics, including but not limited to the influence of genetics versus environment, self-control, and even parenting. Perhaps his most captivating arguments can be found in the epilogue, where he pontificates on the human spirit in the afterlife. In order not to give away all of Lipton's secrets and to compel you to go read the book yourself, I've compiled three whoa moments I had while reading. Whoa moment number one. There is scientific proof that spiritual energy affects our genes. As I've mentioned, if you read any part of the book, you may want to flip to the epilogue. In it, Lipton reveals the amazing cases of spiritual memory present in human cell biology. From stories of transplant patients inexplicably remembering details of their organ donors' lives, to children knowing details of others' past lives, to the near-death experiences of heart attack patients, Lipton illustrates that our individual imprints do live on spiritually in some manner. One example in particular blew my mind. Lipton mentions the case of a liver transplant patient who, after receiving her liver from a murder victim, started to have vivid dreams. Her dreams included detailed visions of the person who donated their liver to her, so much so that she was able to identify to the police who murdered her donor. That story, among others, proves to me that modern medicine doesn't give enough credit to the role of the spirit in our bodies. Certainly, dismissing discussion of spiritual energy as all woo-woo is not a folly we should fall victim to. Woe moment number two. There is hope for all of us to improve our lives. The crux of Lipton's philosophy is rooted in positivity. He attacks the outdated idea that we are victims of our genetic makeup, determined by our parents. He argues that while genes do play a role, how they express themselves in the body is determined by our environment and our subconscious wiring, things that can, in fact, be changed for the better. Using a plethora of examples, both data-driven and anecdotal, Lipton makes it impossible to refute that we are, in fact, masters of our lives, more so than we usually care to recognize. As he points out, we are not victims of our heredity. We are the master of our heredity because we can change things. Woe moment number three. Alternative therapies, often poo-pooed by modern medicine, can and do work miracles. A really cool part of Lipton's work discussed in the book is his explanation of therapies that currently exist and the ones being further developed to help rewire our thoughts and therefore shift into more healthy lives. He mentioned Psych-K, hypnosis, and a bunch of other therapies I knew little about. For instance, in the Amendum, Lipton tells the story of a woman who struggled with public speaking her whole life and used Psych-K to change. At a lecture event, she volunteered to work with Lipton's colleague to see if she could quell her fears. After just 10 minutes of therapy, which included repeating key phrases and rewiring her beliefs about herself, she saw a remarkable improvement in her confidence. As Lipton writes, the change was astonishing. Not only was she visibly more relaxed, she began talking to the audience in an excited yet confident voice. She not only got over her fear of public speaking, but even went on to organize Toastmasters in her community. Sounds a bit like some pre-scripted miracle, right? Yes, well, perhaps. But when you combine her story with countless others, the evidence tends to point to the fact that we need to take a closer look at alternative therapies. While Psych-K and other therapies such as hypnosis are certainly not all-encompassing, as critics will promptly point out, there is certainly an underemphasis on non-medicative therapies to heal ailments, especially in light of the business interests of the pharmaceutical industry and our over-reliance on medication, which Lipton describes in scary detail. It's important to not prejudge possible natural cures to ailments. While I don't necessarily agree with all of Lipton's viewpoints and have yet to fully understand the persona he's built around his lectures and trainings, admittedly, I tend to have my guard up when being sold self-improvement, I would still highly recommend this book. At the very least, if you read this book, I can guarantee you will benefit from a few whoa moments of your own. Hope you've enjoyed the audio version of this article. Thank you for listening.